All right. I'd like to read a short scripture passage for this service, and then I'm going to have a little reflection time about that, and then we will have communion. And I'm reading actually from Book of Acts. I'm just continued this. The last one I read almost a month ago was a story of Barnabas and how he was the guy who really welcomed Paul, who was a Saul, and then guided him, made him a great, you know, missionary in the world. This is the following story. Now we have a story of Peter here, once again, in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9, verse 31, this is 32 through 35. Now as Peter went here and there among all the brothers and sisters, he came down also to the saints living in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. And immediately he got up, and all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Amen. As I mentioned, this is story of Peter. Here the verse, if I just read again, the verse 32. Here the Peter went here and there. As you know, when Stephen was stoned and he killed in Jerusalem, all those disciples and followers of Jesus, they had to leave Jerusalem to save their lives. But the book of Acts describes it through that threat, church grew. Because these people who left Jerusalem talking about Jesus, talking about what happened in Jerusalem. So all those 12 disciples, they scattered and talking to the people about Jesus. Peter was heading out of Jerusalem and moving to the northwest of Jerusalem, heading up to that area. And he got there, a town called Lydda. He found saints living in Lydda. When you read the word saints in the Bible, they are the followers of Jesus. So Peter didn't start proclaim the gospel of Jesus in Lydda. When he went there, he found believers of Jesus already there. Similar story you can find through the entire book of Acts. Whenever Paul went to some new area, when other disciples went to some new area, they already found some believers there. Why we have these kind of stories in the book of Acts? And people explain this. This is to show that the mission in the early church, it was a mission, missio dei, they call it, mission of God. Spirit of God led this mission, and these followers, disciples, they just moved on and worked with the Spirit of God. When Peter went to this town, he was surrounded by the saints. And then, next verse, he said, there he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. There's no specific description about who this man was at that time. Like, we don't know he was one of saints or just a friend or neighbor of the believers. We don't know who this man was. One thing we know is he was bedridden for how many years? 8 years. It was almost a month ago. I went to Los Angeles to attend my aunt's funeral. She had a COVID shot 3.5 years ago. Then her body was paralyzed. And she was bedridden for over 3 years since then. And then a month ago, she passed. I know that 3.5 years, a family member was bedridden, changed the life of the entire family system. My uncle, he retired, but he stayed. He took care of his wife 24/7, and their grown-up children stopped by, spent many weekends to help their father. So it's like a little bit of relief. Her death is like a little bit of relief, this family function, but they were so sad, and my uncle, my cousins, for their loss. And my uncle is PK, and my grandfather was a pastor. He's a good lay leader in his church. I know, I pray for my aunt, and I know how much, how deeply he prayed for his wife's healing for many, many years. But it never happened, and she passed into eternity. It's really hard to understand why God didn't answer to his prayer. Why God quickly responded to our prayer, healing came to her. Why it didn't happen. And I believe most of our Christians have the very similar experiences, right? Unanswered prayers. That's what we experienced. I got 3 uncles, all live in Los Angeles area. They pray for the family, and when it happened. We had a very meaningful celebration of life, and my aunt was just 69 years old. It was not, old in these days, right? Aeneas in the Lydda was so lucky to have Peter there. He was bedridden for 8 years, but one day Peter showed up. And then here in the verse 34, he said to Aeneas, "Hey, Aeneas, Jesus Christ healed you, and get up and make your bed." And immediately he got up. This man, bedridden for 8 years, received healing. And his life changed. And I believe the life of his family changed with this. Somebody to have be bedridden for 8 years, that means this person has a good caregivers around him, right? I believe entire town changed. This is a kind of really change of life in community, change of family, and change of, Aeneas' life itself. In the following verse, we can read, "And all the residents of Rita and Sharon," that's another town, next town. This town also heard about what happened to Aeneas in Lydda. Two towns, people saw him and turned to the Lord. They started beginning to actually believe in Jesus. We don't know how big those two towns are. Just a miracle changed, happened to Aeneas, changed the people's heart and came to believe Jesus. And most of the miracles in the Gospels and Acts are called the signs and wonders, of which with the purpose is let people know Jesus and who Jesus is. He is the Son of God. That's how New Testament describes. And it was so important to New Testament writers. All those miracles and healing happened because God wants these people to know who Jesus is. That healing didn't happen to the life of my family and my relatives in California. But through the time of celebration of life, we found, even though my aunt was not cured physically, she never left her faith. Our family never left faith. And Jesus was there through all the time when she was sick and when she was healthy. And then through that experience, we family found how God is faithful to all of us. I don't know how all of those your joys and concerns we shared and we heard today is kind of part of answered prayers or unanswered prayers. I hope you find even those time unanswered prayer, find God's presence through that and how God does ministry in your life through unanswered prayers as well as answered prayers. And these words are not from me. It is from one of our hymnals. I'm going to read that. Do you have a hymnal somewhere? Can you? Oh, I'm going to open it. Thank you. It's page 500, I believe. That's one of well-known hymn called Spirit of God Descend Upon My Heart. You know this hymn, right? I'm just going to read verse 4. Teach me to feel that Thou art always near, you are always close. Teach me the struggles of the soul to bear, to check the rising doubt, the rebel sigh. Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. Let us pray. Holy God, teach us how we can bear the struggles of soul, and teach us how to go through and how to raise and build a patience through the time of unanswered prayer in our life. And we can keep Jesus, we can live as his followers in the world. In Christ we pray. Amen.